continue where we left off yesterday. So we're talking about the concept of note daita dahachi. If the plant was planted for that purpose, so then the seeds do not go down and are not demoted in their bracha. But in general, the seeds of the fruit are not considered the same as the fruit. They're considered secondary to the fruit, and the bracha goes down one level from a brepio eitz to brepio dama, a brepio dama to a shahako. Something like sesame seeds, which are planted for that purpose, so that obviously if a person would be eating sesame seeds, so then the bracha on sesame seeds alone would be very prihadama. Halava, which is made from ground sesame seeds, the bracha is shahakol. It's not hadama. I want to clarify that point a little bit. We can talk about the more, the idea of when you're processing fruits, what happens to the locha, applesauce, what is the bracha on apples, etc. Whatever the halacha is, that there is one halacha which says, in a case where you it's ground and processed, but that's the normal way to eat it, and that's what it's planted for, and that's the way you use it. The majority of the usage of this fruit is in this form. It does maintain its own bracha. So various different types of spices, which the only way they eat them is by grinding them up and mixing them with other foods, they maintain their bracha. And that would be the normal bracha. So why over here is it not so? The language of the Mishnah Berurah is it has to be roiv achila. Roiv achila has to be in this form. It's the language of the Mishnah Berurah. So even if it's ground, it's roiv achila is in that form. So based on the information which I haven't checked out myself, but I've seen some of the Svarim brought down, they've spoken to the Sesame Seed Growers Association, whatever the equivalent of that is. And they've said the majority of that is not made to be ground. It's made to be used as the toppings for breads, etc. So it's not made to be ground. So the majority is not as such. Therefore, the bracha would be a shahakol. Similar to that is a question in regards to chocolate. The question of the bracha, chocolate is a cocoa bean which grows on a tree. So theoretically, the bracha would be rapio eitz. But it's been changed. But even though it's been changed, this is the normal way to eat it. The majority of the chila of chocolate is in this form. And for those who raise the question, why isn't the bracha on hot cocoa or on chocolate, why isn't it brei pri yoetz? This is the question that they ask. And those who say, b'dieved your yoetz with a brei pri yoetz. But interestingly enough, still, the majority of it is actually used as an ingredient in other foods. It's not used to be eaten as such. And ever since the roi b'chila is not in this form, as much as we think chocolate bars are ubiquitous, everybody's eating chocolate bars, the majority of cocoa is used as ingredients in cakes, etc., not as such. Therefore, the bracha is still not going to be brei pri yoetz. That's why the minhag is to make a bracha of a shahakol on chocolate. Okay, one last point. The peels of the fruit, similarly to the pits, the peels also. So if it's an edible peel like an apple, even if you just eat the peel, that's normally eaten, so it's a brei pri yoetz. But a peel of an orange or something, even if you would candy, there's something called candy orange peels. You would mix it with sugar, etc. But since the derech is not to eat the peel, therefore the bracha goes down, and the bracha actually over there is a shahakol. Next week, I want to talk about is the processed fruits. We process them. What is the lacha when you start processing the fruits? What the bracha to make on applesauce, mashed potatoes, etc. That'll be next week. Have a good morning and have a good Shabbos.